let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. The financial thriller, The Reason It's About More Than Just Money by Quentin Wren, is reality fiction at its best. Inspired by the 2008 Great Recession, a work of fiction except for the parts that are not. Illicit profits were part of Zane Donovan's work at a financial firm. Well, suddenly the stakes change when his family is violently abducted. Following a trail that was never meant to be uncovered, he realizes that by printing money with quantitative easing, the Federal Reserve is doing something no criminal has ever accomplished, and the catastrophic economic implications are worth fighting for and dying over. Award-winning author Quentin Wren graduated from the University of Minnesota with a bachelor's in economics. 15 years in the banking industry, the first 10 focused on debt workouts, the last 5 as bank's president. Also 20 years experience working as CFO and part owner of a $300 million company. Quentin has trained and taught in various disciplines of martial arts. The author of The Reason It's About More Than Just Money, a finalist, by the way, in the 2016 Next Generation Indie Book Awards for first novel, Quentin Wren, with us on This Week in America. Quentin, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
I'm very, very happy to be here.
Love the book. Love the premise of the book. This is going to be interesting to talk about. And let's go. I mentioned in the beginning, works of fiction, except for the parts that regrettably are not. Let's talk about that, because it's something to keep in mind as we're reading this. We're thinking we're reading fiction, but parts of this actually could happen, correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. In fact, parts of it did happen. When we had the 2008 Great Recession brought about by the housing market collapse and the finances for the housing collapsing, the Federal Reserve wasn't left with a lot of options to try to resuscitate the economy. And one of the options that they used was a thing called quantitative easing, which is the same as printing money. And so really, you know, that has the opportunity to bring about some bad things to our economy.
And you talk about many of those, and we'll talk about some of those and those that are fiction, those actually as citizens we should be aware of. In the book, The Reason It's About More Than Just the Money, I want to talk about the motivation for this book, because I understand part of this was an Oprah show that you were watching with Maya Angelou, who said something that got your attention, and that's sort of the basis for some of the characters in the book.
It is. I was watching an Oprah show with Maya Angelou on it, several years ago, quite a while ago, and on this show, they had some people that had made some bad decisions in their life, done some bad things in their life, all the way from child molesters to thieves to murderers, just all sorts of people from all walks of life that had done some bad things. And Oprah asked Maya, she said, you know, what do you think of these people? And Maya just said that if these people had known better, they would have done better. That was her quote. That's a famous quote of hers. And Oprah right away was like, of course they knew better. I mean, we got a child molesters here. Of course they knew better. And Maya was adamant in her response. She said, no, they did not know better. We may think they should have known better, but we don't know their history. We don't know the reason behind they did what they did. And that's one of the things I want to explore in my book, is that not all of us are good, not all of us are bad, and we're not all good and we're not all bad. We have a little bit of both in each of us. But a lot of times we're very, very quick, myself included, to judge people and call people wrong and call them out on certain things when we don't really seek to understand the reason behind why they did that. And I try to explore that in my book, and I try to kind of delve into the reason behind the characters' actions.
I love the characters in the book. The book we're talking about is called The Reason. It's about more than just the money. Quentin Wren is the author and our guest. His website is quentinbrent.com, Quentin, and Brent, Brent.com. Link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Get information on the book, and you can order the book there as well. Before I talk about the premise and a little bit about the character that Zane Donovan that I mentioned in the beginning, why this fascination with the Federal Reserve? And I understand this is not something that you just researched and decided this would be great for the book, but this is something that you've been interested in for a long time.
It is. I was in the banking industry for many years, and I was working at banks that were regulated by the Federal Reserve. And it's really quite amazing the lack of oversight that the Federal Reserve has in this country. They make a lot of banking rules, banking regulations, a lot of economic policy decisions, a lot of other economic decisions, and have no foresight, or not foresight, excuse me, no oversight for what they do. And, you know, a lot of Americans don't understand that. They have no congressional oversight. They have no checks and balances. They can kind of just do what they want to do. And that's always fascinated me. And I kind of wanted to explore what would happen if the Federal Reserve kind of ran amok with what their decisions are and were forced into making some bad decisions. And that's exactly what happened in real life with quantitative easing. And I consider that to be a bad decision.
And we'll talk about during the course of the interview that, and it's all, of course, part of the plot in the book, The Reasons. It's about more than just money. It's interesting, though, and you talk about this, the Federal Reserve in 1913 was created to supervise banks, furnish an elastic economy, among other things. And when you mention this, because we sort of hear the Fed, it's this mysterious organization, and it really is in real life, isn't it? It's not controlled by the courts, by the Congress, by the president. It's sort of off by itself, a government almost by itself.
It is. You know, and it was created that way so that it would be outside the reach of politics, so it had no political influence upon the Federal Reserve. They could make their decisions in a political vacuum, so to speak. But when you look at that, you're making an assumption right away that congressional oversight would be the same as having political influence on the Federal Reserve. And I think those are two different things. I think you can do things to prevent political influence on the Federal Reserve, while at the same time still having congressional oversight, court oversight, presidential oversight.
The main character, Zane Donovan, let's talk about him. Give me a little bit of his background. He's involved in a financial firm. Talk about what his job is and how suddenly he's finding out things he shouldn't be finding out. His family's in peril, and he's not quite sure what he's supposed to be doing.
Yeah, he's working for a merger and acquisition firm called SAS, Strategic Acquisition Services is what SAS stands for. And he's working for this firm, putting together acquisitions for the firm, actually. The firm is acquiring and keeping these companies. And he starts to question some things when some of the people of whose company they acquired disappear. And so he starts to question that, and he starts to question the real source of the money behind Strategic Acquisition Services. And when he does that, yes, his wife and children get abducted, and it starts him down a path of discovery and of finding out things not only about the Federal Reserve and about SAS, but even about himself as he goes forward.
And as he's doing this, before he can go to authorities, he's concerned about what he sees. Behind the scenes, there's a scheme to figure out how to keep him quiet and under control, and all that plays out in the book, The Reason. It's about more than just money. Available at bookventure.com in the bookstore. Of course, available at Amazon, the usual places, and at Quentin's website, which is quentinbrent.com. And you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It's interesting, we're talking about the Federal Reserve, these almost complex issues, and if somebody's thinking, boy, this has to be hard to follow, it's not, and all the reviews are fast-moving, you use an economy of words, you keep the story moving. Talk about the challenge in taking a subject like the Federal Reserve, some of these areas, economics, may be a little bit complex, and making them suddenly relatable, understandable, and weaving it all into an excellent story.
Yeah, and I think there's a couple of things that I tried to do to make it more fast-moving and to make it understandable. One of them is not to get bogged down in the details. Obviously, there's a lot of details involving the Federal Reserve, quantitative easing, and a lot of their policy decisions. And I don't spend a lot of time delving into those details, most if not all of those deals. Not really affect the big picture of economic situation and what the Federal Reserve does. The other thing I try to do is I try to introduce, you know, it's a financial thriller, so I try to introduce some thrill into the book as well. Try to keep it fast moving with some fight scenes, with just some, very conflicting scenes, and just try to keep it as a thriller as much as it is a financial book.
And it is a thriller. It's fast moving. One review said basically I picked it up, started reading it, couldn't put it down until I got to the end. It's that type of story. You're waiting to see what's going to happen next. The book is the reason. It's about more than just the money. Quentin Brent is the author. There is action in there with fight scenes, and talk about that, because it's really an important part of what the story, what Zane goes through. Your background, I mentioned, in being a student of and teaching martial arts, it makes these fight scenes seem real, very realistic, and I'm sure that's the background coming through.
It is, it is. I trained in various martial art disciplines, Muay Thai, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and a couple others for quite a period of time. I taught some of those classes, but I also fought in MMA. I was not a professional fighter. Most of the venues that I fought in were not professional venues. In fact, some of them were far from professional venues. But I did a lot of fighting. I lost as many as I won, just to be honest about that. So I lost my share of fights as well. But in through all of that, I also learned a lot. I learned a lot about myself. I learned a lot about conflict. I learned a lot about fighting, and as that applies to other areas of our life, fighting for what we believe in, fighting for the truth, and, you know, just making sure that we have that type of warrior mentality. And I try to instill that in the characters in The Reason. And then also a lot of the fight scenes that you'll see in The Reason are fights that I have actually experienced.
That's why it's so real life and such a compelling read. The Reason, it's about more than just the money. And you mentioned the fights. It's interesting because you've talked about that, and you describe fights as sort of one big violent chess match, and there is fear involved in there. You often think, what's in the mind of the combatants as they get in out there? And you're talking, fear is very real.
It is, absolutely it is. You know, and I think a lot of people look at some fighters that are, you know, really look scary, are, you know, very well-built, very muscular, and just look very adequate to the task at hand. But I think all of them, if they were honest, have a certain amount of fear when once they step into the octagon, once they step into the ring, once they start that fight. There were many times I fought when I was looking at the person across the ring from me, and I was just thinking to myself, I would rather be any place than here right now. But you learn something about yourself when you go ahead with fear, when you go ahead and do that, when you go ahead and do that fight. You do learn something about yourself, and it also gives you a tremendous sense of accomplishment.
In the book, the reason you talk about, and you use fictional reality, and we'll talk about how much of it is fiction, to show all of us, readers of the book, the dangers associated with the unregulated Federal Reserve and quantitative easing. How much of what the dangers you point out are actually realistic, things that we should be concerned about?
Well, the real fear with quantitative easing, again, it's printing money. The Federal Reserve is using electronic funds, the same as printing money, to purchase assets, bonds, usually of the United States government. And so by doing that, what they're doing is, it's called monetizing the debt, the financing the deficit in the United States. They did this after the 2008 Great Recession because they were trying to inject liquidity and funds into the economy. What it actually did, in the bottom line, was it injected too much liquidity into the economy. And so what happened is it drove interest rates down, which we think can be a good thing, and sometimes it is, but it also just put too much money into the economy, so the money started chasing returns. We had more money get invested in stocks. We had more money get invested in commodities, precious metals. And by doing all of that, it has created another bubble. Those markets are greatly inflated right now. They're greatly high. And as we all know, bubbles tend to burst. And I think the bubbles will burst in those various markets. The other thing that has happened is they have started to wind down quantitative easing now. They've started to buy or sell those bonds that they bought from the United States government. And that is taking money out of the market and now is driving interest rates up. So they're seeing the reverse effect of that, and driving interest rates up not only affects our economy, but it also affects the markets as well, and it's driving the markets down. It could actually be the thing that pricks the bubble and causes the bubble to burst.
What is the role of creditors of the U.S.? I'm thinking of China and Japan that I understand hold a lot of notes and obviously are concerned about this situation as well. What's the long-term impact, especially with those two countries?
Quantitative easing drives down the price of the bonds and stocks, and that could, not stocks, excuse me, drives down the price of the U.S. Treasury bonds. And what that could do as it drives down the price is we could have less demand from China and Japan and less appetite to purchase our bonds, finance our debt. When that happens, then that puts us more into a situation of needing quantitative easing, the exact thing that's causing the problem. It kind of becomes a vicious circle. So, yeah, you know, we could be cutting off the hand that's feeding us, so to speak, by looking at China and Japan finance a portion of debt.
With us on This Week in America, Quentin Brent. The book is called The Reason. It's about more than just the money. His website is quentinbrent.com, Q-U-E-N-T-I-N, quentinbrent.com. All the information, of course, you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It's interesting as you talk about that, you talk about the Great Depression of 2008. Granted, the government control that our founding fathers never meant for it to have. Talk about that aspect of it. They're doing something obviously outside of the box thinking in this. Do you see the danger with that? I mean, I'm worried as a citizen, if we're going too far to the point of no return, we don't understand what's going on, and we're going to be back in another situation like we were in 2008.
Yeah, and there is that concern. There's that concern now, like I say, with them unwinding the quantitative easing, starting to sell those bonds that they purchased. That's driving interest rates up. It's causing problems in the market, and it's causing, you know, stocks are even down these last few weeks here. I think, I don't know if that's the beginning of a slide, but it definitely could be the beginning of a slide. So, you know, that's one problem that could happen. But the real basic problem in our economy, the thing underlying all of this, is just too much debt. Country has too much debt. We have corporate debt. Corporate debt is at the highest level in a percentage-wise basis of any time in the history of the United States right now. We have too much personal debt. We just have too much debt. One website that I kind of advise people to look at just to get an idea how much debt we have is a website called usdebtclock.org, and it just gives a very vivid picture of how much debt is increasing in our country on a daily, hourly, and even on a by-minute basis. To see those clocks move as fast as they do on that website is very, very scary. But yeah, we just have too much debt. And until we can control our spending and start paying down that debt, we're just making the problem worse and worse.
The book is an excellent read. It Zane Donovan, we talk about the race to save his family leads to a corrupt Federal Reserve chairman with a sinister past, a beautiful computer espionage expert, even a God-fearing, gun-toting grandma. So you've got all of the elements there in the book: murder, deception, lying, romance, a bit of humor along the way as well. A couple minutes left in the program. I understand that you are an active reader of thrillers, but you try to do one a week. Used to write Life Got in the Way. Now you're back doing the writing, obviously, with the book The Reason. Talk about the influences in your writing, the people that you've read that have had an impact on your style of writing.
Yeah, there's quite a few authors that have. A couple that I can mention, Lee Child with his Jack Reacher series. That has always greatly influenced me. I just love the way he writes and the way he introduces danger into his plots and into his stories. David Baldacci, he has a couple different series going. He writes a lot of government thrillers, and there I love the way he exposes some of the corruption and some of the under-the-table dealings that we have in our government, so that influenced me a lot. John Grisham also influenced me a lot with a lot of his writing and a lot of how he writes that there's things that we don't think would ever happen, and yet they are actually happening. So, yeah, those are some of the authors that have influenced me.
Will we see this as a series?
Yes, yes. It's actually going to be a three-book series. The second book, The Truth, is going to be out in approximately 2 months. By the end of the year, it will be out. And The Truth kind of takes off where The Reason ends and is kind of explores the truth behind what really happened and if that truth should be exposed or not. And of course, there's a lot of people that think different things about that. And the other thing it explores, I find this fascinating, is that there can be two different versions of the truth. A lot of times we think the truth is black and white, when in reality it's not. Your perception of the truth and my perception of the truth can differ, and therefore the truth can differ as well.
Well, we'll be looking forward to that. I'm glad that this is the first part of a trilogy, because there's you do such an excellent job in telling the story, moving the story along, giving us that that action, that intrigue, that that thriller that makes for an excellent book. The Reason, it's about more than just the money. Quentin Brent is our guest and the author. His website, quentinbrent.com. You can go to Amazon, barnesandnoble.com, and go to bookventure.com and the bookstore as well. And, of course, link on directly to all of those by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Quentin, I loved having a chance to talk about the book. Best of luck with the other books in the series. We'd love to have you back to talk about the truth. It was fun having you with us on the program. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed the opportunity.
Once again, the name of the book, The Reason, it's about more than just the money. Quentin Brent, the author, our guest. Information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.